Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Morning Moxie Show. I'm Alicia Sharp, your host, and today on the show, we have an interview between Jamie Kern Lima and the TBN team. And she is actually being interviewed about her business. She's the founder of IT Cosmetics, which is a huge cosmetics industry now. Obviously, it wasn't when she first started it, but it's an amazing story of how she overcame, how she persevered and continued to press on to the goal that God had put in her heart. Here's the interview.
A lot of people have heard of, you know, IT Cosmetics now as this, well, we became the number one makeup brand in the country. And they know it now.
Yeah.
But the real story, right, was really a story of, I think, God continuing to make me strong enough to be able to carry the weight of the successes once they happened. Mm-hmm. Because I remember I think it was day three of crying myself to sleep over just how come I feel like, you know, when God puts something on your heart and you feel it, you know it, you have this knowing. I just knew we were supposed to be on QVC. And now not only did they say no for years, but now the head guy said, you're not the right fit for us or for our customers. And so I the thing that kept me going was every time I would pray and get still, like I felt this knowing. Like it was, he was telling me no, but God was giving me a knowing. Mm. And that knowing was, you're supposed to keep going. We just kept going. And shortly after that, we got a phone call from who I thought was going to be my big break. I don't know. See, I have this. Have you ever looked back on your story and you're like, how do I put all these other people on pedestals instead of God? Right? So my story is like, oh,
this your salvation is right there.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so easy to put people on pedestals or when it should just be God. And I thought this next person I was putting on a pedestal was this investor. This big private equity company had reached out and we had no money. And everyone was telling us no. And by this point, we were doing 1 to 2 orders a day on our website. And so we went through the all the meetings and the whole process. And we entered the diligence phase with them, which is when they start looking at our product pipeline and the future and our financials and everything. And it got down. I had never been through that process. So I thought, like, it's done. It's happening. It's done. And we got to the final meeting. And my husband and I flew up for it. And he says to me, you know, we want to congratulate you on making a really great product. We really believe in it, but it's a no. We're going to pass on investing in IT Cosmetics. And I was just devastated. I remember just that, like, I was so used to hearing no, but I said, okay, you know, can you tell me why? And he got really quiet and it just paused for this long time. And he says, do you want me to be really honest with you? He's about 3 feet from me and he says, I just don't think women will buy makeup from someone who looks like you with your body and your weight. But I'll never forget, probably one of the most powerful moments in my whole life was when he said that, when he said those words to me, I got this feeling, like deep, deep feeling down in here. I remember it like it was yesterday, that said he's wrong.
Wow.
Like I felt it. Like I didn't know how I was going to prove it. Yeah. And it was just this another moment where it was this big no, but that feeling to me was God giving me a knowing. And to cut a long story short, we were at a big beauty trade show and there were 6,000 women there. I'd entered us a year ahead of time because by the time we were there, we had no money. We were already entered, thank goodness, but it was 6,000 people walking the floor of this beauty show. It happens once a year in New York City, and QVC had a huge booth there. I had never met anyone in person from QVC, and then a woman came up to me who I didn't even recognize, but she had been a QVC show host for 17 years. And she said, I just want to tell you, I think our QVC gals at home, they need this concealer. It's so good. And I just looked at her and she said, she goes, I want to tell you, I went and told the head buyer and I made her try it. And I just looked at the host and just started sobbing. And I think I scared her. She's like, oh, honey. She's like, but she didn't know what I knew, which is like, yeah. I had no money. And we've been getting told no for so long. And we got a meeting with QVC and then we got a yes, which felt really big until I learned what the yes meant. The yes meant we got one shot live on air and we got 10 minutes. And so we would have to sell over 6,000 of our units of our product, our concealer, to hit the sales goal. In preparation for that one big shot, that 10 minutes on the air, we hired these third-party consultants that are awesome, and they help so many people sell their products in stores and on television. And they all told me the same thing. They said, okay, you got one shot. If you want a chance at succeeding, you need to put this type of model in your chair. Perfect skin, same age, same skin tone, because that's what had been done.
Right.
And I was like, oh, but let me show you why I created this. I'm like, I have rosacea, and I want to put, you know, models in their 70s and 80s and different ages and skin tones and someone with acne, and I want to show, like, my own bare face, I could prove live how it works. And they were mortified, like literally mortified. And here's the thing, they wanted me to win. And they were giving me the best advice they knew how. Mm. But what I've learned is, like, anytime we do anything authentically, by definition, it's novel to you, because there's only one you in the world. And when you do something authentically, it's never been done before.
Right.
And what I learned is, a lot of times people have a hard time seeing something being successful if it's never been done before.
Right.
And if I had learned that earlier, I would have saved myself a lot of nights crying myself to sleep. I just thought, maybe I'm wrong, right? When everyone else is saying this will never work. So anyhow, I found myself back in this spot where I had this, you know, one shot. And it felt like everything was on the line. And I could either do what they were telling me to do, what these third-party consultants were telling me, which is really the recipe for success. Put on a person who has flawless skin that people would want to have.
That don't need it.
That don't need it. And,
right?
And at one point, I was like, God, can you just take this from me? Because it feels like I started doubting myself, right? Like, I was like, well, maybe if I do it inauthentically their way, and then it works, I won't go bankrupt.
I
can do it my way later. And all those thoughts. And there was this moment that came over me sitting in that car when I was literally praying and crying, where I just remembered, like, who is that person at home? Like, who? Because, you know, QVC is broadcast live to 100 million homes across the U.S., and I just kept thinking, you know, for whatever reason, I imagined, you know, my customer on the other end. I imagined, I don't know why, but I kept imagining a single mom in Nebraska, like, folding laundry, who was way too busy to remember that she mattered and that she's beautiful. And I just had this moment come over me where I was like, if she is going to bless me with 2 seconds of her precious time and turn on her television, even if she buys nothing, I would rather have her turn on and see women that look like her and have me calling them beautiful models and meaning it. Even if she buys nothing, I'd rather do that and stand for what I believe than sell a bunch of product but stand for nothing. Mm. But sometimes when we know what's right, it doesn't mean
it's easy.
It's easy. Yeah. Exactly. And then I remember the moment walking into the studio, and it's live, and you have cameras everywhere, and just like right now. But here's what I didn't know. So I learned right before, I knew I had 10 minutes, but I didn't know that if you're on live and it's not going well, like a minute or two in, they can cut. So you might think you have 8 minutes left, and boom, your clock goes down to like 1 minute left. And I walked in and I saw the giant clocks on the floor, and I was praying, like, oh my God, I had double Spanx on, not because I cared what I looked like, but because I was so nervous that I wanted it to catch the sweat. Sorry, Matt. I wanted to catch the sweat, and I was sweating, I was shaking, and I had practiced this demonstration. are you imagining double Spanx? Sorry. I had practiced this demonstration where I put like the two best-selling concealers from department stores and ours on my wrist, and I bend to show ours never creases in there. So I had practiced this in my bathroom a million times, and we go live, and we're all of a sudden live. I am such a mess, and so I'm like telling her, you know, and look at this, and I try to do, but my hand was like this because I was so nervous, and so she grabbed it. She's like, "Thank you, sugar," and she put it under the thing, and she took over, and I remember walking over to the models, all ages and shapes and sizes, and I knew I wasn't cut yet. That's what I knew, but I didn't know how things were going. And we got down to 1 minute left.
Oh my gosh.
And the host says, the deep shade is almost gone, the tan shade's, and I'm like, oh. And then I remember at the 10-minute mark, this giant sold out sign came up across the screen, which I had envisioned. You know the way I was like, I think Olympic athletes envision landing like the triple axel. So I'm like envision, and all of a sudden it was happening, and it was this huge sold out sign. And they cut from me and went to the next product, which is like Dyson vacuum or something, like a Vitamix or something. And I remember I was just like, I was in shock. And I remember I started crying on national TV. And I was like, and my husband came running through the double doors of the studio. And I was like, real women have spoken. And he's like, we're not going bankrupt. And I was like, God. The one
women are from Mars. Oh, women are from Venus.
Yes. Yes. And that one airing turned into a few more that year, and then over 100 the year after, and eventually we did 250 live shows a year on QVC, and we grew to be the number one beauty brand in QVC's history. And we are right now to this day.
You know, against the stream is kind of your narrative that you wanted to redefine beauty, and what an amazing story. There's so many things going through my head right now. I'm thinking everything from the double Spanx moment all the way through to, you know, all these biblical characters and heroes of faith that you know, and you know, I mean, I'm sitting here kind of almost thinking about even our good friend Mike Rowe, who started on QVC, and you know, the fact that Dirty Jobs is the authentic version of television, where he basically flipped the script on work and what a TV host was supposed to be, and he becomes the apprentice, and you basically take the opposite of what the beauty industry is forcing down the throats of all of us, not just women, men too, and basically changed that narrative.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I love you for that. What an amazing story.
It's such a bigger story than a sale of a cosmetic company.
Yeah.
It's really a win for this anti-establishment. And by the way, this is the gift for, that's your award. That's the, this has not only been really a great show. This one too. That's for you too.
Okay.
And it, in addition,
they match the book covers.
It's also been the easiest show, and I've said the least amount of any praise program I think in the history of TBN.
Awesome.
Yeah,
I know. Hasn't it?
And the only negative about this program is I feel like my lips need plumping.
You still feel like
that? Yeah, I'm a little.
We've
and my hair
that,
over on this side kind of looks like it's all sticking out. That
be
fantastic
you,
Sam
baby.
Isn't
That's
all that
right.
fantastic.
Authentically
is
you.
Authentically you.
Your final thoughts. I'll take those and give them
sure?
back. I'll put them in the car for you.
I those will are them back.
Those are your awards. Thank you for
Thank
being
you
with
so
us.
So much.
Your final thoughts on this journey.
Oh my goodness. I feel like this journey is just getting started. I feel like for every single one of us, every person at home right now, I truly believe this. Like, our best days are ahead of us.
Amen.
I feel like God's just getting started. And, you know, I'm 44. I feel like if you're 94, I feel the same way. And I just, when I look back, even just at the things we've talked about today, it's just so clear to me how our steps are ordered, you know, backstage, before we came out, we were talking about working really hard and building things and all that. And you know, I'm sure there's so many people at home working so hard right now and not knowing which direction things are going and all the stuff happening in the world right now. And, you know, I think the final thing I would just love to say is, because so many people will say, like, well, how did you start with nothing and build this billion-dollar company? And it's like, yes, I worked really hard, and I got back up every time I got a no or got knocked down. But I really think that the single biggest thing I did, like, in building this billion-dollar business was, like, make the decision to believe that I could.
Yeah.
And I think if we believe in ourselves the way God does, then we have a knowing.
Yeah.
We have a knowing we can, right? And if we turn down the volume on all that stuff, and I say it to myself sometimes, like, even today, before today, you know, am I qualified to be on air and pray? Like things like that, right? But at the end of the day, like if we turn down the volume on that stuff and turn the volume up on what God says about every single one of us, which is that we're more than qualified, imagine what we could do.
That was an interview with Jamie Kern Lima, and you can find it on YouTube if you search under IT Cosmetics founder Jamie Kern Lima. God will have you know your purpose. Praise on TBN. You can also find out more information about her at her website, which is jamiekernlima.com, as well as, of course, tbn.com. And she also has a book that was released not too long ago called Believe It. I encourage you to get that as well, just if you want to go for your dreams, if you like to read stories of people who have overcome adversity and continue to press on and persevere, I encourage you to check her out and her book out as well. Hope you have a fabulous day today. And remember, you can live your 320 life more than you can imagine. God bless you.